I write a lot of poems about beavers. I'm not sure why. I guess in Walt Disney films, they always look so cute. Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, you hear stories when you're a kid that they can signal to one another with their tails and tell stories or whatever, and I suppose that sticks with you. So here's one somewhat mythological poem about beavers. The police are driving around, stern after their disorganized childhoods, arresting people for bad posture. With their pass keys, they slip into houses as they're moved. Having heard some snatch of Gounod, an idea by Kirwan on the radio, to stand incensed, hands on hips, staring over the shoulder of a housewife unawares, shredding carrots on a grater into a bowl, making a salad with raisins in it, cut from the soles of shoes. They think of it as the burning trash dump outside of town, the legs of ballet dancers having striven earnestly, having told mostly the truth all their lives, eyes desperately blue dots of paint, slipping ignominiously into their kind of hell. Nevertheless, when their husband comes home, he likes it. It is enough to keep him going the next day. Meanwhile, over in the next valley where the beaver haven't been for years, it's like a movie, a miracle. The beaver are back again, damming, backing up the river, sitting on their fat haunches, lining the levees, eating poplar twigs, looking as cute as they think they are, scanning the sky, blank-eyed, remembering their catalogue raison, but gazed at by the frontiersman, who has just now arrived, just now parting the tules, a pharaoh not yet converted, a weary miner just leaving his mine as they contemplate one day getting rich, spreading out over the plains, becoming buffalo. They're related, aren't they, beaver and buffalo?